Yep. Welcome back to the Cancel Culture Podcast. It's your host with the most, Zaya Pilts. I'm out here doing the most. It's my thing. Joined today by the lovely and beautiful Annika Yanger. How are you doing?
I'm doing well. This is our fourth episode today. Very exciting stuff.
Very, very exciting. And we are also joined by the amazing Mason Staggs, who just had an awesome birthday where he turned 22.
22.
Ooh. 22.
So, how's it going?
How you doing?
I'm feeling good. Got my McDonald's Sprite here. Let's fucking get this shit going.
Are you guys excited for Thanksgiving? I'm excited for break. Oh, yes. I don't know about...
Happy turkey episode!
Yeah, happy turkey!
Gobble, gobble, gobble!
Gobble, gobble.
Gobble, gobble.
I'm definitely
excited.
You have
to gobble now.
Gobble, 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 gobble.
There we go.
There we go. All three of us have gobbled.
This is going to be more of a laid-back episode. We're going to be a bit more conversational because this is a very recent thing we're talking about.
Oh, yeah. Super recent.
I think this is like the most recent episode.
Yeah.
We have. Just call us Mr. Peabody and Sherman because we're just going... way back and then coming back.
What can we say? Ooh. Doctor Who.
Yep, but so
thank you.
Yeah, we're all real excited for Thanksgiving. We got a bit of a serious topic today though. Today we're gonna talk about the Astroworld Festival / Travis Scott situation.
Bum bum bum.
That happened last week. It started on the 5th of November and was supposed to run until the 7th, but was cut short due to the tragedy that there's, I don't know, I feel like you can't have not heard about it at this point. It's all over the internet. So just to jump right into it, this is a festival that was hosted by musical artist Travis Scott. He is based out of Houston, Texas, and so the show was in his home city this time.
I did not know that.
Yeah, I did not know that either. So I looked on the festival's website before looking at any of the news sources, and according to the festival's safety page, the safety of our fans, artists, and staff remains our top priority. Our team continues to be in regular communication with the local health and public safety officials, and we intend to abide by relevant state recommendations to ensure a safe and enjoyable festival. This was on their website. Yeah, this was on their website for months before this
honestly,
event took place.
In my opinion, that just sounds like they're talking about COVID, not about, the safety of actual, your physical safety, but, your, that's...
I agree with that. If they hadn't mentioned the health and safety, because health would probably deal with more with COVID.
Yeah, I just think the way that they were, we want to make it, we intend to abide by all relevant state recommendations, makes it sound like they're talking about COVID and not about, how many people they could have per COVID.
But I also think that's what, the state needs to say, but then when it gets to, the festival itself, that's a whole nother, thing.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Hold on, let me pull up the website so I can check this real quick.
That's when Cactus Jack is supposed to, come up with all the rules.
Yeah, so their safety page is their updated policy on COVID-19.
What did I say?
They did not require you to be vaxxed. They said you could either provide proof of vaccination or a negative COVID test to get in.
Okay, we don't even need to dig into that.
Yeah,
all of us agree that's fucked. We're not gonna.
No.
So this is the part on this page that made me want to come back to it. By attending Astroworld Festival, you voluntarily assume any and all risks related to exposure to COVID-19 from the festival, and hereby release the festival from liability in connection therewith. They should have adjusted the fine print there, because they're in some deep, deep shit.
Yeah,
not even with COVID.
No,
they
should have
just been straight up if anything happens to you, it's your fault.
Yeah,
period.
It's like
ended the sentence there.
Yeah, it's like with this. It's like that paper you sign before you go play paintball. It's not your fault if you get shot.
Or even
in the
laser
eye.
Tag, you sign up.
Yeah, you do.
But because if you fall or you get hurt, they're not paying for that.
Some motherfuckers are intense. Like you go high up sometimes on
paintball
and laser tag fields.
Yeah,
I've been to it at Kalahari Resorts over in Sandusky.
Oh.
I went, I think they have a laser tag there or something.
Mm-hmm. I've never been to that.
They have a fucking massive one, man.
Oh, really?
Also, I want to say, I'm sorry, Zai. I'm going to try to curb my cursing. I'm in relaxation mode since it's the break.
Oh,
so there's probably going to be a every once in a while in every other sentence.
I got the beauty of it is I have a soundboard, and I have the soundboard set up so that I can record on top of something we've already recorded.
So if you need to bleep me.
Yeah, I just don't have it set up so that I can record sounds as we're recording, which is tragic. Yeah, so I decided to look at this through a timeline of events, through a chronological perspective before I just start ragging on Travis Scott or anyone. So like I said before, the festival started on Friday the 5th of November, and at 2 p.m., a stampede of concertgoers burst through the VIP security checkpoint, and at least one person was hurt, and that was the first reported injury of the day.
Have you seen those videos, though?
Yeah.
On TikTok?
Yeah.
There was a video of them, and I'm like, oh my god.
Yeah. I've seen people, I mean, I've been to, a handful of concerts. I haven't been to a ton of them, but I've seen people hop the fence. Nothing like that, though. That's insane.
The only concert I've ever been to was an AJR concert.
Oh, yeah.
The only concert I've ever been to was Boys of Zemmer, and it had Wiz Khalifa, Fall Out Boy, and... what is his name? I forget the third one's name, but he doesn't really make any music anymore. But at that concert alone, I remember it was general admission. So you go in and you try to get to the front. And I remember the amount of pushing and shoving, that there alone, made me not ever want to go to a general admission concert again. I could not imagine. And that was in Columbus, Ohio. It was not big by any means. I could not imagine going to something like this and not happening there.
My concert was AJR, but yeah. The interesting thing with that is that Dr. Phil's son was there performing because he has a band. And so Dr. Phil was there.
Oh, yes. Yeah,
that's a dub.
I would have pulled up, I was like, wait, I know this guy. And then they pulled it up. It's Dr. Phil's son. They look up in the booth. Dr. Phil!
That's insane. Bro,
they probably didn't care anything about his son after that.
Yeah,
No, they were fucking rocking out, man.
That's what I got to that. That's hilarious.
Because Dr. Phil's incredibly supportive of his children.
Hell yeah. Well, he's got to. That's his job on TV.
Yeah,
because it's shitty if he didn't.
Okay, keep going.
Alright, yeah. No, you're good. So, the first stampede happened, and that was according to Houston's fire chief named Samuel Pena. I'm going to talk about a lot of things that Pena said, so I'm just going to refer to him as Pena instead of saying his full name. So after that, there was a little bit of a gap, and then Don Toliver came on stage to perform at 4:45. I should have mentioned when people originally, charged towards the stage, they were all still waiting on the concert to start. There was no one on stage. They just wanted to have the better seats. After Don Toliver was done performing, Roddy Ricch came on and performed at 5:35.
That's one of the few people I know.
Yeah.
And that's only because of one song, Down Below.
Yeah. Yep. So he came out and performed for about an hour and a half, and then fans were waiting for SZA to come out and perform, but she shared a tweet saying that she didn't feel super great and that she didn't want to perform because she didn't feel well and wanted to play it safe. Shout out our queen.
Yeah, do you think she didn't actually feel good, or she was like, I'm not feeling the vibes, because I love SZA. My number one favorite artist, of all time women, is SZA. She makes amazing music.
I don't think I've heard her music.
It's very good. It's very great. And I love her, and she's very much a spiritual woman, so if she felt that something was off, she would have not have performed. So, yeah.
She probably knew what was up.
Yeah, she probably knew something was happening, because she doesn't, people like that don't be oh, tweet, I'm not coming out, a minute before they're supposed to be on stage, unless they feel something very strongly for a reason they shouldn't be.
Yeah.
So, shout out my queen.
Yep. So, after waiting for SZA to come out and perform, and fans find out that she's not coming out to perform, the crowd starts to get rowdy. And starts moving and pushing in preparation for Travis Scott to come out and take the stage, because he's the main event. And then at 9 p.m., Travis Scott finally takes the stage. 30 or 40 minutes go by before police started to pass out in the crowd. And all the videos that are circulating TikTok and YouTube of showing people getting, trampled and hurt. That's when those started to, come to light. But not until 10 p.m. are people piled onto the ground, and you can see CPR being performed on people. Drake is still on stage performing with Travis Scott, like, loud-ass music playing while people are literally dying in the pit. And there are people climbing the camera towers to yell at people and say, stop the show. There was a point, and even a video, I'm going to put a little clip of it in here, where you can hear the crowd over the musicians saying, chanting, stop the show.
I've seen that.
Have you guys seen the TikToks of the, like, medic that was there?
Yeah.
Like, it's not, like, a first-hand footage. Like, it's a guy sitting on his, like, TikTok and be like, I was one of the medic personnel at the Astroworld concert. And he goes on to tell a story about how, like, they're usually for those concerts, you're in buddies of two.
Yeah.
So that way, if you stay with the patient, the other person go gets the crash pack, they come back and they help you. So you always know where they are.
Yeah.
But people were getting split up from their buddies, having to leave, go get crash packs, come back, losing the person, and that person probably died.
That is so sad.
Yeah, it is.
Do you look it up?
No, I'm looking up something else to talk about in a minute.
Excuse me.
Yeah, you're all right. At 10 p.m., like I was saying, an ambulance is seen trying to make its way through the crowd, and Travis Scott pauses the show and appears confused, but then continues the show.
Like on the notes, that's like italicized and underlined.
Like. Yeah. Just, I mean, like, in the video, like, I mean, he just kind of like looks over and gives like a whatever look. It really is sad. And then at 10 p.m., the Houston mayor, Sylvester Turner, said that the concert was brought to an end. And then, so that was the first night of the festival. It was supposed to be a three-day festival. And that's the short timeline of events that I've written down. So then on Saturday, the 6th, Astroworld Festival is officially canceled. And Travis Scott, as well as the venue's organizers and promoters, put out statements. Travis Scott's statement says, I'm absolutely devastated by what took place last night. My prayers go out to the families on all of those impacted by what happened at the festival. Houston PD has my total support as they continue to look into this tragic loss of life. I am committed to working together with the Houston community to heal and support the families in need. Thank you to Houston PD, Fire Department, and Energy Park for their immediate response and support. Love you all. Travis Scott. And that's a iPhone Notes apology. You really gotta see it to like understand like how not genuine it is.
I don't know. That literally to me, like, I don't know. Not to sound like Fox News, but thoughts and prayers are not enough at this point anymore. Like, people have lost their lives. They're continuing to like suffer from things that happened because of his concert. And I we'll get into it later, but like, saying, like, my thoughts and prayers are with these people, like, you needed to take responsibility in that moment, and by saying, like, my thoughts and prayers are with you is, like, in my opinion, not taking responsibility at all.
No, not at all.
That's a cheap way out.
Yeah, and I think that's how, like, a lot of people, like, a lot of news sources and other people are, like, my thoughts and prayers are with this family so that I don't have to say anything else about this family and I can just continue talking about what happened, if that makes sense.
Yeah.
I don't know.
And then their venue and promoter, Energy Park, and Ticketmaster pretty much put out a statement saying the same thing, but slightly reworded. I'm not going to read it, but it'll be in the description of this episode, along with the rest of our sources. And both of those are just pulled from Twitter, where they were originally at. And then nothing else really is said on the 6th. I mean, there's like a lot of buzz in the community and on the internet about it. And then on the 8th, the identities of 8 of 10 victims were confirmed. At this point, there were still only 8 victims, and those were Franco Patino, Mirza Danish Bag, Rudy Pena, Jacob Jake Jerniak, John Hilgert, Madison Dubisky, Brianna Rodriguez, and Axel Acosta Alvia.
And if we say any of these names wrong, we're really sorry.
I genuinely do apologize.
Is that
to the
Pena
fire chief?
You know, I didn't see that. I'm gonna look at that because when I was reading that, I just
noticed that. I was like, hold up.
No, I don't think there's any connection.
Okay.
It doesn't say anything about it. They do have the exact same last name, though.
I mean, I knew people with my last name, so.
Yeah. Really? Mm-hmm. I don't know anyone with the last name that isn't related to me.
Yeah.
This name is Junior.
Well, that's because my last name isn't a family last name.
Oh.
Yeah, it was given. It was just. It's just my last name.
Oh, okay.
I don't really know how to explain that. Like, it's just like it's a bit of a personal thing. So, like,
yeah, you're good. No.
All right. So there's no, say that. No,
there's no connection. Yeah. So there's no connection between Reedy and the fire chief. It's still just as tragic, nonetheless. And that was on the 8th, and then 2 days later on the 10th, the death toll rose from 8 to 9 when Bharti Shahani passed away from her injuries. And then again, 4 days later, the toll rose once again from 9 to 10, with the passing of 9-year-old Ezra Blout, the youngest person at the concert, who was there with his dad. And we'll talk about that. He gets his own little segment because why was a 9-year-old there?
Yeah, we'll talk about it later.
Yeah, we'll talk about that later. But yeah, so that's the timeline of events. So now how do you guys feel about this? Roddy Ricch was the first artist to say that he was going to take the profits from the show and, like, pay for funeral costs and support the families how he could. And, I mean, everyone else followed suit. But, I mean, like Annika was saying earlier, it wasn't really until Travis Scott or Drake were asked to. They still, like, after all this happened... Sorry, I'm just going to interrupt real quick. After all this happened, that, like, the show ended, they went over to Dave & Buster's and partied. Like, oh, and then when they were asked about it, they claimed they had no idea any of this had happened yet. But there's just no way they couldn't have known any of it had happened. I saw the videos of people climbing camera poles and, like, the crowd chanting. But, yeah, so, I mean, where do you guys think that, like, the responsibility lies the most? I mean, obviously Travis Scott can't be not held accountable.
100% Travis Scott and his, like, people.
You think it's him and his people and not more, like the venue or
no,
the
state even?
No,
that's what I mean
even?
By his people. Like venue, event managers, stuff like that. Like, they probably should have had, in Houston, a lot more security.
Yeah.
My question is, do you guys know if the venue was in charge of the security? Because if the venue wasn't in charge, they weren't?
The venue wasn't.
So the venue has nothing to do with it. Like, the people who own that space... Like, you can't blame them at all, because that's just their space. So,
I was about to say Michael Scott. like, Travis Scott is definitely, I feel like, at, like...
Just wait. Fault. Just listen to this headline, guys. You guys will be blown away. I saw this on Twitter and refused to believe it until I went back and reread it. Travis Scott's Astroworld security guards were hired and paid $17 per hour through Cash App.
17 is not a lot of money.
Not a lot of money is paid through Cash App. That's under the table. Like,
yeah, they're not going to be able to put that onto like a tax return at all.
And these people that were hired were not security guards. Yeah. There's like a TikTok of a guy being interviewed who like got hired to do it, and he was like, I didn't expect any of this. He was like, I've been to concerts. It's not like this. He was like, I thought I was just going to make a little extra money on the side. I'm not a security guard. I haven't been trained to do any of this. I didn't have anything to defend myself when people were coming after me. Like,
it sounds like to me, Travis Scott and like whoever's like in charge of like event coordination or whatever.
Yeah.
Really tried to cut costs and corners.
Yeah.
And it blew up in their face.
Yeah. I guess in my opinion, it's not 100% Travis Scott's fault, because I feel like Travis Scott, like Zai said this to me earlier before we got here, is, if you think about it as art, he is the art that you are going to see in a museum. He isn't the one hiring the security guards. He isn't the one getting the tickets and making sure everybody has tickets. He isn't the one doing all that stuff. And so it makes you think, like, is he really, like, yes, everyone wants to blame him, but who's the people who hired these security guards?
Yeah.
Who were the people who let him, because you know someone, if he didn't know about what happened and he went to Dave & Buster's, okay, someone in his group knew what was happening. You're telling me that someone that famous doesn't have someone on social media being able to see at least the first tweet that says, like, Travis Scott killed someone? You know what I'm saying? Like, I think they would try to keep it from him. I think that it's not as much his fault as, like, everyone wants to believe. Yeah. But he, like, because he is the public persona for his brand, which it is a brand. He should be held solely responsible. And the fact that he didn't come out right away and be like, I will be helping pay for whatever needs to be paid for. Like, please, like, send me, like, the GoFundMes, all this stuff. Like, obviously, that's, it doesn't matter how he did it. But, like, to say Roddy Ricch came out immediately, his first statement was saying, I'm going to help pay for people's funeral costs. I'm going to help pay for medical expenses. Like, that is taking responsibility in some capacity, which Travis Scott has yet to do, in my eyes.
And I think that's what I mean when I say he is at fault for this. Yeah. It's like, yeah, you're right. Somebody as big as him, he's definitely has more important stuff to do than worrying about, like, hiring, like, security guards and stuff like that. That's totally understandable.
Yeah.
But at the same time, it's like you said, like, it took somebody else, somebody who opened up for him to really, like, part of my phrasing here, but, like, nut up and, like, make the call of, I'm taking some of the funds that I got from this concert.
It's not even some, it's all.
Yeah, yeah. Like, even more, like, than that, like taking all of the funds he's getting from getting paid and doing this and giving it to the funeral costs, paying the funeral costs for these families, and then Travis and everyone else did it. Like, I don't know, it just seems kind of like, like, I want to say scummy, but I'm not sure if that's the right word.
So, Travis Scott went on to partner with BetterHelp and giving people, and BetterHelp is like a therapy, like, on your phone. And I just think, like, that is so ignorant. Like, that is so incredibly ignorant to be like, listen, I'll give you one free month of therapy for the lifetime trauma I probably caused a group of people, not to mention the, like, unimaginable pain that these people who lost their loved ones, and specifically a 9-year-old baby. He's not a child. That is a baby. If you're under the age of 10, if you're in single digits, like, you are a baby. And that kid was a baby. I feel like
he had to be there with someone.
He was there with his father.
Okay.
But, like, my point, like, maybe he shouldn't have been there in the first place. Yeah. But, like, here, have 1 month of free therapy on your telephone. Sorry you lost your 9-year-old baby.
Yeah.
I'm moving on. Like, no amount of money, nothing is going to take that back.
Oh, yeah.
Quick note. An explanatory Q&A with BetterHelp. BetterHelp was asked, is this a sponsorship or brand deal between BetterHelp and Travis Scott? No, this is not a sponsorship or paid endorsement of any kind. Is BetterHelp paying Travis Scott in any way? No.
I don't care. I just think, I don't even care if it's about money. I think it's an ignorant move. And I think that he doesn't fully understand, because 1 month of free therapy is not going to change anything that he did. It's not helping in any way. And the fact that they're saying, oh, he's not making any money from this, like, that in no way satisfies my, like, anger towards that.
I agree with that. I agree with that 100%. Like, I'm not starting to go to say I agree with that, but I am going to ask, how many people attended his concert? Plus, it also doesn't help that the tickets are insanely priced. Have you seen the prices for those tickets, either one of you?
No.
The venue had a maximum capacity of 20,000 people, and an estimated 55,000 people were there.
So, okay. So, with...
But let me put this into perspective.
Okay.
General admission tickets prices were $349.99. So $350 for general admin.
But it was supposed to be 3 days.
Give it a second. Plus a $71.35 concert fee.
What?
And then a stargazing VIP tickets were $725 with a $69.43 concert fee.
But it was supposed to be a 3-day festival. It wasn't just a concert. But so that kind
put
of...
To, I'm just saying these to put it in perspective that it doesn't matter whether or not he's getting money from
BetterHelp.
He's rolling in fucking money because more than double of the venue showed up.
Right.
And paid those fees.
Yeah.
Like, I granted, just... now, is he also doing all of that money going to funeral, or...
He's giving some money. I don't know how much. He
hasn't yeah, I was going to say, I doubt anything. It's all of it.
He has so much money that he could, though.
Yeah.
The amount of brands...
Is Travis Scott Kylie Jenner's baby daddy?
Yeah.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Which I thought was funny, because, like, this is our fourth episode, and...
Yeah.
Yeah.
I thought it was funny.
Although,
apparently there is, like, a... Possibly tickets are being refunded?
Tickets were refunded. They were promised refunds. But, like, we know he's gonna keep at least 10 people's profits. So... Yeah, no, it's bad, man. Like, and I don't know. Specifically for Travis Scott, this wasn't the first, like, incident. I know you did a lot of research about this, so I'm gonna let you talk about it more. But, like, specifically related to him and even hip hop, pretty much every Playboi Carti concert ends up similar to this. Not with people dying, but with people hurt, passing out, needing water, all that stuff. It's like, I don't know, it's sad to say that's typical mosh pit things, but I mean, that didn't seem too far out of the ordinary. The difference is usually, like, artists will stop the show and have gaps and tell people to get water. SZA, like Annika was mentioning before, she had a show after this, and she always was constantly stopping the show to make sure everyone was good, and maybe it was because it was so shortly after this. But like, even before this had happened, she was known to do that, and other artists were too.
I mean, if you want a good example of an artist that surprisingly done this, 6ix9ine. At really? One of his concerts, he legitimately stops doing what he's doing and says, "Hey, out of the way." Like,
yeah.
An ambulance or, like, medics are trying to get to them. Or you have, like, Kendrick Lamar. Like, he's like, "Hey, we're all just trying to wild out. We even got kids in the audience. They're trying to wild out. Be respectful to one another. Don't get too rowdy. But have fun."
No, I mean, I've seen TikToks of people at concerts, like, they see, like, someone gets hurt, and they're like, "Stop, everyone stop," like, form a circle around them so that medics can know where they're at and get to them. Like, I've literally seen that happen so many times. You're telling me that there was no way he knew, someone couldn't come tell him, like, out of the audience, like, be like, "Something is happening, go tell Travis to stop performing and give us a minute," like.
I also know a lot of performers, they wear earpieces. So yeah. That way, their managers or whoever it is can talk to them.
Yeah.
Like, either in between songs, they can mention things or something like that. Or, hell, if they want to help them lip sync.
Yeah.
Yeah. I don't know. It's just very frustrating. There's a lot of excuses that should not be made.
Yeah, I think the common, consensus here is that where he is not at full blame for it, because obviously he can't predict everything that might have happened.
No, he's one dude.
He still has to have a little bit of blame for it.
Has to.
Yeah. Yeah, so, he has to. So, I did do some research on Travis Scott. Like, I just want to throw this in here.
Yeah, you can.
Because it's kind of my bit. Like, I'm not going to go into the whole thing of, like, Travis Scott's history, but, like, I am going to just say a couple of, like, the major points here. First of all, I didn't know this, but Travis Scott is not his actual name. It is Jacques Barman Webster II.
Bruh.
It's always a name like that. It's always
Eminem is Marshall Mathers.
Yeah.
But that's a cooler name. That's why
his name is Eminem.
Yeah, that's cool.
And he was born in 1991 in Houston, Texas. It's his hometown. And for a while, in his early career, like between 2008 to 12, he actually worked with his friend Chris Holloway, who were known as, him and Chris were known as the Graduates.
Ooh.
And they did release a couple of, like, EPs on MySpace.
Oh, well, yeah.
Of course.
And then just a lot of stuff happened after that, like, as he got into more of his, like, speed and stuff. And he was releasing, like, full-on, like, mixtapes and albums and stuff. it wasn't really going well. It wasn't until his first full-length project of Owl Pharaoh, which would later be known as Block of La Flame. Not sure if any of you have heard that one.
I have not listened to that.
And then this continued until 2017, which was when he really started blowing up, like, as he was opening up for major music festivals, like, even festivals in Europe. Which was, like, with Migos, Drake, Quavo, people like that. Now, the thing I really want to get into, that was all basically found on his, like, a little bit of biography.com, a little bit of Wikipedia. Like, and I checked all the sources beforehand, and they seemed all legit and stuff like that. So, the next thing I want to get into is that this isn't the only time this has happened. This is, a common thing with, like, festivals.
Yeah.
Like, the oldest one is... Asher was the most recent, I believe, right?
Yeah.
I don't think there's been another festival as of yet. But the oldest one happened right in Ohio.
Of course.
It was in Cincinnati. It was a WHO concert. WHO. Those ones. In 1979, where 8,000 people attended.
That's like not that many.
Yeah, but for Cincinnati and at that time, that was
I know.
Tickets were general admission, so no reserve. And just like Astroworld, there was a large surge of people trying to get, like, stage side view.
Yeah.
And there was 11 deaths via asphyxiation.
Asphyxiation?
It was a compact area. Like, they were all pressed together. That's how a lot of people died at Astroworld.
Yeah.
Was asphyxiation. Because they were also compressed and pushed against one another. You just couldn't breathe.
I didn't know that. I thought it was, like, trampling.
No, some of it trampling. Some of it was trampling and some of it was asphyxiation. There was a TikTok of a woman that got interviewed, and she said she was, like, between people, she was short and her boyfriend was tall, and they, like, got split up, and when her boyfriend was looking for her, he found her, like, she was, like, squished between people, like, not touching the ground, but, like, being moved around by the amount of people around her, like,
oh wow.
I don't know how to, like, explain that, but I think I know what you get, or I think you guys know what I mean.
So, and after that, Cincinnati actually banned festivals for quite a while, until 2004, when it was lifted.
Wow.
Yeah. And then in 2000, there was a Pearl Jam concert, which was part of a festival in Denmark. 9 killed, but the reasons were not fully, looked upon.
Mm-hmm.
It was rumored to have been a mix of muddy sight, crowd rush, and general chaos. So, like, the muddy just made it hard for people to walk and stuff.
Yeah.
But Pearl Jam now refuses to play at any festival without any solid security. Any security plans, and will stop mid-song at the slightest hit of a trouble. Like, if there's a person that they swear they saw, but now they don't see, they will stop their concert. And then the final one, because this got pretty close to modern day, 2010, the Love Parade in Germany. One of their biggest festivals.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That sounds so sad.
It's one of the biggest festivals in Europe.
Yeah.
Tens of thousands of fans crammed into a very tight tunnel that was the only way into a venue. By the end, 21 people were killed in the chaos, and the event managers were charged, but no one was ever held legally accountable.
I literally have chills. Like, after you said 21, like, I literally got chills.
That's insane. 21 people were killed in that just because everyone was rushing to get in. Like, this was after you buy your tickets, by the way.
Yeah, look at this.
Like, it's crazy.
Chills. That's just insane to me. 21 people, and it was like something called the Love Parade. Oh.
It's a bit ironic, yeah.
I don't know, but do you see how after every single one of those, like, there's action being taken? Like, maybe it's too soon. I just don't see the action being taken, because if it was me, I would make that a well-known thing. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, I would be like, I'm gonna stop at every concert. I'm not gonna do concerts for a while. Like, sorry, but this is, like, you know what I mean? Like, I feel 100%. Like he didn't. All right, so now down to the nitty-gritty.
Sorry.
You're fine.
To the down and dirty.
Do you believe that Travis Scott should be canceled for this incident? We'll start with Zai.
Yeah.
Do I think he should be canceled versus will he actually be canceled? I think he should be canceled, but I do not think it'll happen. I mean, the whole point of our show is talking about how, like, popular cancel culture has become. And I think this is one of those situations that because, like, Boy Who Cried Wolf, you know, like, people get canceled for not serious situations, and then something like this happens, and no one wants to take it seriously. Even though people had died, people were seriously injured. Before the death toll had jumped from 8 to 10, people were really, like, I don't want to say, like, kind of iffy-iffy, because they were obviously riled up, but it wasn't, they weren't as riled up until that 9-year-old died, and I don't know if, maybe had the 9-year-old that had passed away not been a 9-year-old, maybe people would have reacted differently. But I don't think he's going to end up getting canceled for this. He has too many brand partnerships. He just had his own, like, Reese's Puffs, like, sponsor earlier in the year. Yeah. Like, he had his own cereal. He has his own alcohol. He has his own music, clothing line, shoes. He's got his name in, like, at least one money-making aspect of, like, each department, I mean. So, I don't know. I think he should be canceled, but I don't think it'll happen.
In my opinion, I think Travis Scott, not to be a complete opposite of you, but I do think he will get canceled in the court of public opinion. I think that society, like, brand deals probably aren't going to drop him, because a lot of times when it comes to things like this, the cancel culture, like, ends at some point, and rather quickly. Like, If this doesn't go to trial, if he doesn't get all these lawsuits, if he settles outside of court, it's not going to continue. So I think he'll still get those, but I think it'll always be like a never-ending cycle of, oh, well, I don't support Travis Scott because you remember that one time he did that one thing. Like, the same reason I don't want to compare these, but I don't listen to Chris Brown. And, like, Chris Brown still has a lot of things going for him, but yeah. I've never listened to him because I know this shitty shit he's done. And I think that's how it'll be for Travis Scott. He'll fall off a little bit, but he'll be okay. And honestly, I think he should be canceled for this. Like I said, it's his brand. It was his festival. Like, when you attach your name to something like that, you are taking responsibility. And it's as simple as that. Like, if he doesn't figure something out, and he needs to settle with these people either in and out of court, and that's that. He probably won't lose brands, but I think the public's opinion of him has definitely shifted to a more sour taste.
I don't think he'll get canceled. I feel like there will be this little bit of backlash, and then there will be the few people who remember, and then
I remember everything.
Like, there will be the few people that remember this and think, like, what happened is bullshit, but then they'll just fade away, and then the next Travis Scott concert will happen, and then either this will happen again or it will not, and then it'll just be on the wayside of, like, a small no in, like, what he's done.
Yeah,
I don't know.
Plus, I don't listen to enough Travis Scott to really, like, even form an opinion on him. Yeah. Like, on his music, the only song I know is Sicko Mode. And that was because I had to listen to that all the fucking time.
Oh, yeah. If you were a college student at the time Sicko Mode came out, you heard that every single day. Oh, my
God.
It's too much. That's what he should be canceled for.
Sicko Mode or Mo Bamba?
Mo Bamba. I forgot that was a song.
The only thing I remember with it is the fact that is the Cactus Jack meal.
All right, guys. Happy Turkey Day.
Yeah, we happy hope Turkey you, Day. We're
let's
wrapping
all,
up.
Let's all share something we're thankful for this year. I am thankful for the vaccines that have been coming out. And if you are able to get those, you definitely 100% should. Just doesn't hurt very badly. I got mine. I'm grateful for the vaccines. I'm grateful for my cats. And I'm grateful for my lovely co-hosts.
I, too, am grateful for my lovely co-hosts, and I am thankful for the vaccines, but not as thankful as I am for this lovely apartment I've been staying in since June. Finally got my own place with Annika, and it's nice.
We're living large. We're saving money right now.
Huh?
I did nothing.
We're not, yeah.
All right, what about you, Mason? What are you thankful for?
I'm thankful for the vaccine because it's letting me see my family again. Because a lot of my family is like old and immunodeficient. Yeah. So since most of them have gotten the vaccine, it's helped me a lot to be able to go see them. I'm actually thankful that for the people in my life,
yeah.
Like even like my two co-hosts here, they helped me out a lot in like these times. So
yeah, and I think we're all grateful for Heidelberg for letting us do this.
Oh yeah.
Thank you, Heidelberg University. Now can we end it out with a gobble from all of us? Ready?
Gobble, 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 gobble.